This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni.
You know, you hear all the time about people who say, well, you know, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, everybody was eating margarine. Now it's okay to eat butter. Well, the reason for that is we got better data. We kept looking at what the effects were and found that the effects of butter weren't quite as negative as we thought they were, but the facts that led to the original conclusion aren't wrong. We've just gotten better understanding based on doing more studies that give us more facts.
That's chemistry professor Jimmy Reeves from UNCW's science department. He says science is neither as well understood nor as respected as it ought to be in modern day America. He wants to promote a deeper understanding of the scientific method and the current state of scientific research that even lay people will appreciate. That's why Dr. Reeves is presenting a series of videos and discussions for the general public from the Human Universe Collection.
It's a series of videos put together by Professor Brian Cox, who's a physicist from Cambridge in England. And he's also a filmmaker. He's made lots of science films. So he's a good storyteller as well as a high-quality physicist. What he put together was a series that talks about everything from the beginnings of life to the first humans to where we are today to how the universe is put together, how we think it all started. And physicists are now even speculating about what it was like before the Big Bang. One of them is called Why Are We Here? And he talks in that one about the speculation about how this all came to be. The one that I think is people find most fascinating is, are we alone? Whether there's other life in the universe, and particularly intelligent life, and whether we're ever likely to encounter them if there are.
Dr. Reeves is concerned that there is widespread misunderstanding about the scientific method and the difference between a fact and irrevocable truth.
What I love about science is that it's based on facts, which we call data, and there are no alternative facts. Facts are facts. If there's a question about facts, we do the experiment again. There are no truths in science. You know, there are laws, the laws of thermodynamics, for example, but they're not the truth, and they may be wrong. And we're willing to say when they're wrong. One example I give my students is the so-called law of conservation of mass is wrong. Einstein showed us that mass is not conserved, but we thought it was because every experiment we did before Einstein never found any loss in mass because the mass losses are too small to measure unless you're talking about a nuclear reaction. And once he said mass and energy really are the same thing, people began to look, and sure enough, mass isn't conserved. Science is willing to say that even our most sacrosanct beliefs may not be right. The reason that we figure out that they're wrong is because we get better data. And as soon as the facts tell us something different, we throw out the conclusion and come up with a better one.
That was Dr. Jimmy Reeves presenting Human Universe videos from physicist Brian Cox, followed by discussion. The series is every other Tuesday at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation at 7 o'clock, beginning tomorrow. The first topic is Ape Man, Space Man. Find the entire schedule at whqr.org.